Welcome to Shomar Shova on the Daf Shir sponsor Lui Nishma Asayim Yaakov Shalom and Leah Vasitzchok. We're holding Bo Basra Daf Yud Zayin. The Gemara in Amud Aleph towards the end of the first perek says, Tonu Rabo Narbo Meisu Be'etro Shal Nochosh. There's four that died because of the Eitzah of the Nochosh. Ve'eluhem, who are they? Binyamin, Bin Yaakov, Amram, Avi Moshe, Yisha, Avi David, Ve'chilov, Ben David. Rashi explains, what is Etro Shanochosh? It was Batsosa Shanochosh, Kloimar, Loya Yuri Uim Lomos. They were not supposed to die. Elashid Nigzer Xeris Miso called Toldoiso Shodom Arishon Batsoso Shanochosh. Because of the Eitz, because of the device of the Nochosh, that's why all the children of Adam Arishon die, and that's why everybody dies, even the ones that don't deserve to die. So, Poshim Shat, the understanding is, these four did not do any averis. They didn't do anything wrong, and really, what they did, they were not supposed to die, but they're part of the malach of the world, which is called Etro Shel Nochosh. But Reb Tzadik HaKohen, he speaks about this concept of Etro Shel Nochosh in several places in his Sforim. I did a quick search to see how many times the words Etro Shel Nochosh appear in Reb Tzadik HaKohen's Sforim. It came out that he mentions it 224 times. In the Mahalach, he says, there's a similar Mahalach in all these places, that Etro Shel Nochosh doesn't mean that the people that died did not deserve to die. They did deserve to die. But they die because of the Nochosh. Meaning, explains to Tzadik HaKohen, when the Nochosh caused the Aveiro, he caused the Adam HaRishon, caused Chavo, the children of Adam HaRishon, to have Zuama, to have this dirt. What is this dirt? What is the Zuama? The Zuama is that a person always enjoys an Oil Mazah. It's impossible, or almost impossible, for one not to have some enjoyment, which is his own personal enjoyment. The highest level to get to an Oil Mazah is what is similar to what Rebbe says in Ksuvis. They picked up his hands, Kapi Mala, and says, Kadosh Baruch Hu, you know, I did not enjoy this world at all. So says Reb Tzadik, what the Nochosh caused Chavo and the children of Adam HaRishon is to have a natural tendency to have a self-indulgent enjoyment in this world. And the highest tzaddikim, in the most pure ruchni state possible, when a person is in the highest level of spirituality, so then there's no self-enjoyment. Everything is l'shem shamayim. But to get to that level, you can't get to in this world. That's what it means. There's never a tzaddik which is pure, 100% pure, with no self-indulgence at all. It doesn't mean that he doesn't do a chet, doesn't do an aveira. There are many tzaddikim that did not do aveiros. But even the biggest tzaddik has a little bit of self-enjoyment. And he brings an example from Yishai, that from a medrash that says when Yishai had David, David says in there, "Hem mechet yichamti imi," which means there's some self-enjoyment. Every human being has that. That's the normal way. But even the biggest tzaddikim in the world that are poirish with Olam Hazeh, they have something that still they take from Olam Hazeh. And Reb Tzadik has a tzikas tzaddik, that this, to enjoy something which is mutter, there's no issur here at all. That's called klipas noiga. Klipas noiga means there's some things, davar harishus, no mitzvah to do it, but it's also not an aveira. That middle part, the ultimate goal is to take that and make that into kodesh, make that into a mitzvah as well. And the etro shel nochosh is that the nochosh caused the heavy human being in his body, his goof, his physical being, has some enjoyment they cannot take away. So therefore, and here we add with the shlo writes, that the reason we have Misa is not a punishment, but in order for a person to be able to get to Olam Haba, to the full pure level of Ruchni as possible, he needs to let the Neshama and Guf separate, the Guf decompose in the Aretz and be reconstructed. You cannot have the Guf the way it is right now in Olam Haba. So that's what it means, Etro Shel Nochosh. If the biggest tzaddik, they did do no Aveira, he still dies because in him there's something that doesn't give him the ability to be purely ruchni. And these are the four shemesu be'etro shel nochosh, the four that died not because they did anything wrong, but because they weren't pure ruchni, That's what the Nochash caused. Anyone who wants to join the Shomachshava email list, the WhatsApp group, is email shomachshava@gmail.com.